Uncle Ted.
Hi, Joshua.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going pretty good. How about yourself?
It's going great.
Okay, what's happening?
So I just, you know, I got your email, I read it, and I just want to know what your proposal is, like what you think I should do from here. Like, you know, you said you got some advice. I'd like to hear it.
So, you know, Josh, there's a lot of ways, I think, to try and do something. I have to know what it is you think you guys want to do. Is staying in the house an objective of you guys and the family? Is that something that you think would be a worthwhile thing to explore, how we could structure something like that?
Yes, of course.
Okay. So of course, I don't really have anything right now that I can tell you concretely, because we have this guy in the way, right? We all have this Walter Somm guy in the way.
Yeah.
And he is foreclosing, and I don't think anything is going to stop him from foreclosing at this point. I think he's at the point now that if it wasn't for the moratorium on foreclosures, that they would probably be looking to sell the property. But the last time that I looked, and I'm going to say that was within the last 30 days, I think his total payoff, including all of the different, you know, things that they've added to the mortgage, his legal costs, interest, et cetera, I think it was up near $250,000. And I don't mean to, you know, bog you down with, you know, these kinds of numbers and things. But maybe what I ought to do is, knowing now that you guys would like to figure out a way that, you know, a reasonable way to make this work, let me speak to Alan Rose. Let me get the exact number that Somm, number one, is owed, and number two, what he would be willing to accept, if anything. He might not be willing to accept anything but what he's owed, but I don't know that, you know? So I didn't want to spend any effort and time and trust money figuring it out until I knew that from you guys that this was a path you wanted to explore. So let me do that, and then I will come back to you guys quickly. Obviously, I'll be quick because there's a fuse on this, and I'll you know, try to create some options that make sense for you guys.
Okay. All right. Sounds great.
Okay. So I'll reach you on this number, and I will speak to you soon. Okay.
Okay. Do you have any idea when you'd be calling back? Because I got a pretty busy rest of the day.
Okay. So I'm going to try to reach Alan Rose today. If I don't reach him today, I'll reach him for sure tomorrow. And he and I'll talk, and he'll get me some information. Maybe he'll reach out to the other side. That won't take very long. So I'll try to report back to you by the end of the day tomorrow, or you know, by midday on Tuesday.
Okay, sounds great.
Okay, Josh.
All right, thanks, Uncle Ted. I appreciate you calling.
Okay, you got it. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.